right. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily, everybody. This is Trevor Hall, and we are reporting from the European Gold Forum with the Denver Gold Group here in Zurich, Switzerland. And meetings officially have kicked off this afternoon, but the real event really begins, a full day of events tomorrow. But it's Monday afternoon, and we're going to start things off with an update from Vista Gold and CEO Mr. Fred Earnest. They do trade on the NYSE American and the TSX with the symbol VJZ. Fred, you joined us during PDAC, so not too long ago, in anticipation of that updated preliminary feasibility study for the Mount Todd project shortly after PDAC. That report was published and gives kind of a sense of what Mount Todd looks like now through that technical report.
Yeah, absolutely, Trevor, and it's good to catch up with you here in Zurich. As we indicated, we updated the feasibility study, announced the results the week after PDAC, and capital costs are January 2024 numbers. The operating costs are based on quotes received in January and February. And we used an $1,800 gold price, typical with the way we've always done things. We've chosen to report it at a conservative level. And the bottom line is that our capital costs have gone up from $892 million to just over $1 billion. The cash costs, the all-in sustaining costs are now about $1,034 life of mine. The NPV of the project is about $1.13 billion at a 20.4% IRR. And that's at $1,800. And if we look at it at today's gold price, north of $2,300, the IRR is about 34% and the NPV is about $2.4 billion. Yeah. It just really speaks to the leverage of the project. And we're pleased to have it updated. It removes all the doubt about what were the impacts of inflation. I mean, we can honestly look people in the eye and say, Mount Todd's a robust project. It has the size mm-hmm. to be able to withstand this. So,
You had mentioned to me back in March taking Mount Todd and see if there was options of maybe having a simple starter operation to get this thing going. It is a massive project. You see that through the CapEx number, no matter what. And so what does that look like through this feasibility study?
Yeah, so that's one of the things that we're working on right now.
Okay, still working.
We've got a little drilling program going on the north end of the deposit, and ultimately that will lead to a technical study on the smaller, scalable scenario. The work that we did a year ago, we looked at a 15,000 ton per day project. And that project had a CapEx that was less than $350 million. And right now we're wrestling with some questions internally about, is 15,000 the right size? Mm-hmm. Maybe it should start out even smaller as a demonstration project for only a year or two before we jump in and build a commercial size operation, as one thought. Another is perhaps starting at 12,500 tons a day instead of 15. So there's work going on. We anticipate that by this time next year we will have completed a technical report that's either a PFS or likely a feasibility study to evaluate a smaller project.
Okay, interesting. I mean, I guess, what does that subjectively look like as far as like the processing? If you were to go like a smaller startup project, maybe putting less through the flow sheet, but knowing if it does, it works out in years, Mount Todd continues to grow into that big project that we know it very well could be. But that also adds, you'd be needing to add more capacity to the mm-hmm. to the processing down the road. And so you're kind of in that conundrum here. Like, do you go smaller knowing that you're just potentially going to have to build extra capacity down the road?
It's an interesting question. I mean, at 15,000 tons a day, Mount Todd would produce between 150 and 200,000 ounces of gold per year. A very respectable gold mine by any standards. The question is, if you're going to expand it, how do you expand it? One thought at 15,000 tons a day is we go from 15 to 30, 30 to 45 in two stages. I mentioned 12 and a half, and the idea there is that you go from 12,500 tons a day to 25, and then you take the step from 25 to 50. You know, these are all interesting questions that we're trying to put our heads around right now and decide what's the best strategy for not just the initial construction but the expansion. And the technical study that we complete in the coming year will identify what's the optimal times to make those expansion steps. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously you want to get capital paid off from the initial construction, and you want to be free cash flowing, because you don't want to go out and have to borrow money again. But yeah. You know, there's all sorts of different ways to think about this, and trying to preserve value for shareholders. You know, the other aspect of this, and this is something you've observed as well, is that, you know, when projects get built, all of a sudden, you know, there's two things that happen. One, market cap goes up, share price goes up, but all of a sudden the doubts about whether a project is viable or not are erased, and oftentimes there's M&A activity that's waiting in the wings when you get a project built. So these are just all some of the things that we're wrestling with now as ways to create value for Vista shareholders.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. It wasn't too long ago that, you know, you were a couple of years, and I know this kind of get hindered with COVID. You know, you were out there actively looking for a partner to advance Mount Todd into this next phase of development and hopefully even a construction decision. You know, and how is that kind of weighing on this decision? Because for a company solely like Vista Gold to go out and build Mount Todd, you are going to need to do something dramatically smaller than, you know, the big scale project there. And you're just not capable given where your current market cap is. So that's absolutely understandable. And so what does that look like to, you know, balancing perhaps a smaller footprint of a project that you alone could go out and develop, and on the other side also continue to actively look for a partner, or even maybe, you know, sell this thing outright to somebody who eventually could get it over the line?
You know, finding a partner is still priority number one. No matter what the scale is, you know, we remain committed to finding a way to see the project advance in a manner that creates the most value for Vista shareholders. And at this point, at this gold price, it's a phenomenal gold price, but we still don't think it's the right price for us to go out and build it ourselves. Looking at a smaller project has the distinct advantage that it opens the door to a larger group of companies that could potentially come in and be partners.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot more companies that can write $200 million checks than those that can write $600 million checks. It's just simply that equation. So we're excited about the potential that it creates with regards to finding a partner. Certainly it creates more opportunity. And, you know, sometimes smaller companies are able to move a little bit more quickly.
Yeah. It's obviously going to be a really fascinating year. We've got this rising gold price that just seems to be relentless right now. Fred, you've been in this business a long time. You know, we're now at $2,350 an ounce. It's probably safe to say that I would expect that gold price to be there at some point, but this happened really, really quick. And how are you watching this as a gold development, you know, executive, and kind of watching the world play out and what the gold price response is?
You know, it's a very interesting time. You're absolutely right. The gold price has risen very quickly. We tend to be a little bit conservative in our economic analysis. You know, like I indicated, we did the feasibility study update at $1,800.
Right.
And we demonstrate that we have a great project at $1,800. You know, the gold price where it's at today is just icing on the cake for us. Is it going to stay here? You know, world conditions right now are a little topsy-turvy. It's
right.
every day we wake up and we read something that's startling in the news, and it very well could be that we see the price go up a bit higher. Will it stay here? I don't know if it will or not, Trevor, but yeah. You know, it's a good price for gold producers. We think that it's got to help us as developers and generating interest in projects that, you know, ultimately are going to get built. At some point, projects like Mount Todd will get built, and this gold price just emphasizes the value of shovel-ready projects.
Well, and there's kind of like a fundamental, I mean, almost philosophical question about, you know, why you do this. Is it, I mean, obviously you want to create a business that's cash flowing, the product would be gold. You know, do you do it for the cash flowing business aspect of it, or do you do it for the fundamental reasons of why gold and how it kind of breaks free from the monetary systems? You know, I mean, you know, I guess maybe that's the philosophical question. You know, why are you in this business?
You know, there's a lot of people in this business who have said for a lot of years that the price of gold is going to go up, and there's no reason to destroy the value of that by producing it. That if you keep it in the ground, at some point it will be worth more. Our largest shareholder, Peter Palmedo at Sun Valley Gold, certainly espouses that principle. And this is doing nothing more than proving that, you know, that Peter's tenacity in holding to that point of view has been justified. You know, that at some point somebody will produce this, but in the meantime, it doesn't cost a lot of money to maintain the optionality on gold in the ground.
All right. Well, let's keep it at that. Fred, good to see you. Thanks so much for the update. We'll be watching closely, and obviously you're always welcome to come back on the pod for any updates.
Thank you, Trevor.
All right, that's your update from Vista Gold, everybody, as we kick off the European Gold Forum. What a week to kick off a gold forum anywhere in the world when they're running up new all-time highs. We'll be back here momentarily. Stay tuned. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.